producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, for covering the show over the last couple of days. Folks, we have been boots on the ground, and just a heads up, we are going to be at De Leon High School in De Leon, Texas tonight at 7 p.m. Again, De Leon High School in De Leon, Texas. And by the way, we want to give a shout-out to the Holiday Inn Express at De Leon, Texas right now, where we're broadcasting live out of. But folks, it has been a week of weeks, to say the least. We have been busy seeking and saving that which is lost. We've been doing churches, tea parties, high schools. As a matter of fact, we landed on Sunday from Minnesota, and we did three events in Anson, Texas, and Abilene, Texas. And then on Monday, we got up, and then we drove to Cisco, Texas, to do a tea party there. And then on Tuesday, we went and did a high school in San Angelo, Texas. After the high school was done, we thought we were going to have a night off, and someone asked us if we would go speak to a center for, let me say it this way, inner city kids. So we took it up, and we said that's what we're here for, so we did another event last night. And then again tonight, we're going to be in De Leon at the high school there doing an outreach to both the sets of people. All are welcome, again, De Leon High School in De Leon, Texas at 7 p.m. tonight, so please do join us. It's the last night that we're going to be here. Folks, what generally happens when we come out and do these events, we get done with an event, and then someone that just appeared, or literally sometimes appeared out of nowhere, comes up to us and says, hey, we have a tea party here, we have a school here, we have an event center here, would you like to come do it? And it's like, you know what, guys, we were just here last month, actually 5 weeks ago, and now we're here again. So if you'd like to do something in the 5-day span, in the time that we've been allotted in Texas here, let's make it happen now. But again, folks, it looks like we're going to be coming back to Texas again. But I do need to let you know that we're going to also be out on the West Coast, and then we're going to be on the East Coast coming up here too. So I don't know when that's going to happen. So again, if you get some time, come out to De Leon High School at 7 p.m. tonight. Again, De Leon High School. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment here. What we're going to be talking about after the first segment is America, is it a foreign enemy attacking you? As James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly stated and warned the American people over 238 years ago, he said that if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. So, folks, we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country, because I was noticing during the break that we're talking about ISIS again, and we've expounded on ISIS, folks, and who is ISIS and what is it all about. Well, when they're trying to create a new world order, you need to understand someone's creating that chaos, as George Bush Sr. said, out of chaos can we create a new world order. Well, we know who ISIS is. We know that it's contrived. And we know that it's not going to go away until people finally figure out who it is and who's responsible for it. So again, folks, after the first segment here, we're going to be talking about America. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you? And I want to tell you, first and foremost, friends, it is not a foreign enemy. It is a foreign government, no question about it. Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, 26 states sued over his illegal or immigration orders. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. And folks, we're finding out that the government is actually doing their job. The courts and judges are actually doing their job. And they're saying, oh, no, you don't, to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Now, just think about this, friends. Interestingly enough, the president of the United States of America, the criminal himself in the People's White House, is suing states over enforcing immigration laws. You tell me who the enemy is, friends. Please tell me who the enemy is. Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, also wanted to let you know that there's now a full-blown FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton. Folks, don't get too excited about that, because the FBI is nothing short of, in many cases, the fox in the chicken coop. So again, what we need to do is we need to wake up and see what's going on in our country and come to the realization that, wait a second, again, is this a foreign enemy that's actually doing the attacking? Is it a foreign enemy that's actually protecting these enemies? Let me ask you this way. What is the FBI appointed for? What is the CIA appointed for, friends? It's supposed to be there to secure the people in this country, but what we're finding is that these bureaucracies are actually protecting the criminals from the people. Now, I'm talking about incarceration. I'm talking about indictments. I'm talking about the American people standing up and bringing charges to these people that are committing crimes against us on a daily basis, such as the Clintons. An FBI investigation. Folks, again, wake up to what's going on in your country. It's the fox in the chicken coop. We'll see what comes down the line. Not saying that there's not good people in those bureaucracies such as the CIA and the FBI, but too many times, folks, the American people have been let down by these organizations. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Oprah Winfrey says Muslim jihadists are getting jihad all wrong. Oh, well, as long as Oprah said it, that's all that matters to me, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com, gagged preachers make God gag. Interesting. Sons of Liberty Media.com, officials covered up terrorist caught among migrants. Now, listen again. Officials covered up terrorists caught among migrants. Why are they protecting these terrorists, friends? Why are they protecting these terrorists? Why is the officials in these countries protecting terrorists? Is it that maybe they're paying the terrorists to create the chaos to bring in a new world order? Well, that's what we're finding out over and over and over again. This is what we're hearing from whistleblowers all the way from generals down to the CIA to the FBI. And for some reason, now the administration wants to go after whistleblowers. What could possibly be going on in your country? And for goodness sakes, friends, who is ISIS and who does it work for? There's a terrorist attack. Do you see government actually drop the law down on these criminals? These terrorists? Absolutely not. They all of a sudden say they have them by the neck and they're going to put them under their feet. And the next thing you know is ISIS is out of control. We don't know that we're ever going to be able to stop these people. What a convenient political battering ram indeed, friends. And again, if you just simply study out terrorists and dictators, they go hand in glove. Because, friends, again, remember, Old English, looking up the word terrorism, what does it mean? Intimidation by government, government by intimidation. And that's exactly what we're seeing again in this country. Sons of Liberty Media.com, California study, substituted propaganda for science, and declaring non-physician abortion safe. Crazy stuff going on in your country, friends. We are broadcasting live out of De Leon High School tonight, as well as broadcasting live from the Holiday Inn Express in De Leon High School. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. And you can also go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. That's double E, BradleyDean1. Folks, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to let you know that there's a brand new article out called, well, Denying the Biblical Foundation of Our Constitution Benefits Goal of One World Government. Of course it is. Case in point, Kevin Shipp, CIA former agent, told me personally last week the end aim of Barack Hussein Obama's objective is to upend America's Christian foundations. Well, I want to let you know that I'm not here asking his permission to obey God, number one. And number two, you know the objective concerning this criminal administration. And I strongly suggest, America, that you begin to stand up and enforce the laws that most people don't know against the crimes of this administration. And if you don't know them, learn them. Because if you don't, you do need to understand that the survival of America pivots on your knowledge and your willingness to actually stand up and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, concerning the crimes of this criminal administration. Read Article 2, Section 4 as well of the United States Constitution. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, America, don't turn our survival battle into another Vietnam. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God bless America, our veterans and active duty soldiers. Folks, no one honors the veterans more than this ministry does, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, myself and my family and my ministry. So we want to let all those veterans that are tuning into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com even now, we want to let you know that you are the reason we are doing what we are doing in the natural. First and foremost, the captain of our salvation, his name is Jesus Christ. Secondly, we thank you for what you have done by sacrificing yourselves in so many different ways to give us the things that we have today. John 15:13. So what you fought, bled, and seen many of your buddies die for, I want to let you know that they did not die in vain, because there are those that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith the way that the veterans did in the natural and the way that the apostles did in the spiritual, John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers, and we get it. So again, thank you. We salute you. Sons of Liberty
MainstreamMedia.com, jihadist threatens to behead Pamela Geller over who killed Muhammad video. Folks, it's growing old. It really is. This Muhammad, ISIS, this Al-Qaeda, this Hamas, this Muslim Brotherhood, I'm getting sick and tired of it. And the bottom line is, if we don't want to complain about it, let's deal with it. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Ted Koppel is buying freeze-dried food for the day when a cyber attack takes out the power grid. Oh, well, good for you. Instead of actually preventing it, let's wait for it to happen, and then we'll deal with the issues. Oh, my goodness, America, we need to turn ourselves right side up. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Donald Trump said Hillary is only running for president to avoid prison. Folks, you need to understand, you need to take a couple hours and go watch Clinton Chronicles. Again, Clinton Chronicles, you will understand exactly who that criminal administration is and who they are and what they intend to do. Sons of Liberty Media.com, the deep state, the unelected shadow government is here to stay. I want people to, again, understand the objective of the church. We're called to be the light of the world that reproves the darkness. And we have all the promises of Christ Jesus, yea and amen, on our side. And for the life of me, why people will just sit back and praise the wicked and magnify the crimes of the wicked rather than to take up the law on the side of the right and deal with them and magnify righteousness. Folks, it's like this. What would you think of me after World War II, after 405,399 of our men and women went over there and snuffed out that tyrant? What would you think of me if I just sat there and magnified Adolf Hitler and his wickedness? That's not what the Americans did, folks, and that's not what we do as Christian American patriots. We honor the veterans that actually dealt with that tyrant, that sacrificed themselves, right? Well, we need to put ourselves in the position of dealing with the tyrants both domestically and without friends. When they swear to uphold the Constitution, what do they say? They swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But my bottom line here is, friends, is we need to get away from magnifying the crimes of the wicked and quit praising the wicked and start to magnify God and glorify God and let him be glorified through the church who is willing to actually deal with these criminals and these minions. Because, again, America, you know who the bad guys are, and if they stay there, it's because you tolerate them to stay there. Sons of Liberty Media.com, new Muslim majority city council in Michigan warns. Now listen carefully, friends. There's a new Muslim majority city council in Michigan, which is warning, today we show the non-Muslims and everybody else, dot, dot, dot. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com again. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that there's tons and tons, many articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com that are being added to, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com consistently throughout the day. So do check out the website. Tell us what your thoughts are. Read the articles, and I can rest assured, friends, that if you go over there and you taste and see that the Lord is good, you'll always come back. Because, folks, that website is basically set up to not only show the problems are and what the problems are, but to use the law to actually bring forth the knowledge as to how to deal with the problems. David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. And that is exactly it, folks. We know what hope is, right? Hope is what we do with the truth that's been given unto us. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But, folks, do. 1 John 3:18. What I want to talk about today is, America, is it a foreign enemy attacking you? We're being conditioned, folks. They're trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness. They're trying to put evil for good and good for evil. That's in Isaiah verse or chapter 5, verse 20. And we know what we're dealing with if we have our eyes open. And Jesus is the one that said in Revelation 3 that come unto me and I'll give you salve to put on your eyes that you might see. And he also promised that he'd give us ears to hear. But we need to be either hot or cold, because he said if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So this is not difficult to see when you study scriptures and you study the past. It's pretty simple to see what's going on here. But America, again, let me lay this to your candor. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you? Remember again what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States. He said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, America, he said it will come, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Is that what's happening today? Oh, my goodness, friends, listen to this. See, because I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. Check out Matthew 13, verse 14 and 15. In this country, people are led to believe through, again, the lying state-controlled narrative that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, it only takes place in a third world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you and to your, so you can ponder these and to consider exactly what I'm laying out for you. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Let me lay it out there again. Let me say that again. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? My question, has it been a third world foreign dictator? Or what about this? Was the Unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? Oh, P.S., the Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m., and it had to be voted on by 11 a.m. that morning. Not one representative had the time to read through the Patriot Act. Folks, if you look at the Patriot Act, you will find that it is unconstitutional. It should be called the Act of Tyranny. Since 2011, the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over to them that are known as Muslim Brotherhood operatives, in other words, the fox and the chicken coop, my question is this. Is this being done by a foreign dictator? Is this being done by a foreign government since September 11th, friends? Or what about the Transportation Security Administration? I'll tell you what, folks, on the way out here again, almost every time without fail, I'll watch those criminals, those pedophiles, and those thieves that are violating Article 4 of the Bill of Rights every time they put their hands on somebody. I notice they like to pull people over that are in wheelchairs. I notice they like to pull over grandpa and grandma, and they make them stand up when they can't stand up. And then they wand them. Then they frisk them. Then they take this little machine, and they, under their divisive measures, they put a little powder on your hand to see if you have any bomb powder on your hands. A P.S., folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the TSA is about as worthless as they can be. But you also need to understand they have never stopped one terror attack, friends. Not one. But I can tell you this, they've treated the American people as if they are the terrorists. Oh, by the way, the Department of Homeland Security has actually labeled you to be the terrorist, so they're treating you as such when you go through the TSA and the airports. And here's another thing that you might not know, friends. Airports don't have to have TSA. But again, my question to you, is this being done by a foreign dictator or some dictator in a third world country? Absolutely not. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Your house. house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time, we're broadcasting live out of De Leon, Texas. Again, I wanted to give you a quick shout-out here and say thank you to the Holiday Inn Express in De Leon, as well as tonight at 7 p.m. we're going to be at De Leon High School in Texas. Again, folks, this is going to be the last time we're going to be here for a while. So De Leon High School in Texas tonight at 7 p.m. I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 15 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about the TSA, and I was asking, and laying to the candor of the American people, of course, those that are listening, as to who's responsible for the TSA. Who's responsible for the Act of Tyranny? You know it as the Patriot Act. Who's responsible for Homeland Security and appointing Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood operatives with Muslim ties, the fox and the chicken coop over the American people? Who's doing all of this on September 11th? Is it a third world dictator? Is it a foreign government? I'm asking you the question. I was just talking about the TSA right before the break, and I was highlighting the fact that, folks, when I'm talking about the TSA, if you've ever taken the time to pull the curtain back on the people that they're hiring, they've been found out to be pedophiles, rapists, thieves, criminal records, and we can see this now coming from Barack Hussein Obama. Those that apply for a job, he doesn't want them to actually, those that investigate before they hire, he doesn't want to actually have criminals to have their records searched by the employer. So we can see when we go back to the TSA, the exact kind and sort of people, which are the lower sort, the baser sort, as Scripture tells us, to actually take the position to frisk the American people, to violate the American people. And how many times have they been busted and sued for the crimes that I'm talking about right now, friends? And I also want to let you know, friends, that remember the TSA doesn't apply to illegal immigrants in this country. The TSA has been appointed to harass the American people who have been labeled as terrorists by the Department of Homeland Security. That's the whole purpose. Interestingly enough, I heard a little 11-year-old boy say when he's seen the TSA, he said, you know what? That reminds me of Schindler's List. Yes. Folks, it's a complete and clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of your Bill of Rights. But again, I'm asking you the question, is it a foreign enemy that's doing this, or is this the American government? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling the American Christians and patriots as the enemy to the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up the crimes of terrorists? This just came out yesterday. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders, as I talked about on the sonsoflibertymedia.com? Tim Brown just posted yesterday on the verdict exam concerning what Barack Hussein Obama was doing and the decision that came out of the courts. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. But again, is it a foreign government? Is it a third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? No. No, it wasn't. Is it a foreign government, folks, attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? We're hearing this from the CIA whistleblowers. He's attempting to create domestic insurrection. But America, you already knew that. Hey, friends, is it a foreign third world dictator that just released last week 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets only to endanger the lives of the American people last week? Was it a foreign country that was doing that? Was it a third world dictator that was doing that, friends? Or was that the President of the United States of America? This all going down since September 11th. Is it a foreign government or is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms, especially in a state of terror, which is only created? And it's a part of perfect judgment. Read Leviticus 26. Folks, these are questions only you can answer. Is it a foreign government? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through the redefinition of God's design for marriage? Read Ephesians 5:31. Is it a foreign country? Is it a foreign government? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprints and unconstitutional Obamacare, which is a clear violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States? Only you can answer these questions, friends. But the only way that you're going to be able to answer them is knowing the law. If you don't know the law, you can't answer the above said. And if you can't see it for what it is, friends, it means that you have your eyes shut very tightly and you don't want to see them. You could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally indoctrinating America's youth through international baccalaureate, a global education scheme contrived back in 1968 in Sweden? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally indoctrinating America's youth through No Child Left Behind, which is nothing but communism, or Common Core, which is nothing but confusion? No, it's not. It's your government. It's what you're allowing to happen in this country, friends, by this administration. And it's not just Barack. Do keep in mind, Georgie was a part of it as well, as Mr. Bill Clinton as well, and Daddy Bush as well, and Reagan as well. And going back, friends, to the Department of Education under who? Mr. Jimmy Carter, okay? And it shows you that there's nothing that happens in government unless it's first planned. So they're all a part of what's actually transpiring in our country today. And I know that there's many out there that love to play politics, but I just want to tear down that golden altar of yours because it's worthless. There is no king but King Jesus. Folks, I got a question for you. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, that is supporting, and that is promoting America's sworn enemies within? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? No, it's not. Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution over 1,073 times in the last 6 years? Is it a foreign third world dictator, friends, that has transgressed the Constitution over 1,073 times in the last 6 years? Or is this all coming from the man that everybody is complaining about in this country that said he was going to fundamentally transform America with the help of his little useful idiots that preceded him? Oh, and finally, is it the American people that have tolerated them that have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes, it is. See, John Calvin, I brought this up a couple times in the last week. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And isn't it interesting, because right when I pulled up into the hotel today, I started to think about, you know, how things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I know the American people are resilient, and I love the American people, don't get me wrong. But I love God more, but if I didn't love God, I couldn't love you. But what I'm trying to say, folks, is I'm telling you what he's telling you right now. What's happening in this country, friends, is America's sin is finding itself out. In America, we think that these problems are just going to go away. But folks, you cannot turn around and say that has ever been the case. Things are getting worse. And they're getting worse because the American people haven't repented before a just and a holy God for their violations and transgressions of God. We complain about Barack Hussein Obama's 1,063 transgressions of the American Constitution, that covenant. How many times have the American people violated God's covenant without fail on a daily basis? You know, I was doing a church the other day, had about 300 people in, I believe I was in, yep, Anson, Texas. And I usually go into a church service just saying, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And I'll go with the flow. I'll be led of the Spirit, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And I said to them, I said, isn't it interesting how in this country, men in this country are more concerned about who's going to win the football game than they have a care for their own country? I said, they care more about a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball concerning the score of a game that they're going to forget tomorrow. They care more about that than they do their own liberties. They care more about that than they do the freedoms in which have been bought and given unto us at such a high price. They care more about that, but here's the thing, friends. What is the difference between them people, the American people, that commit the crime of doing nothing, and standing back and allowing those in the White House, along with this criminal administration, to commit the crime? What is the difference? Who is the criminal? Because, folks, what I just exhibited for you, through facts, and by the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg concerning the crimes of this administration, concerning its crimes against we the people in this country. Has it been a foreign enemy attacking us? No, it is not. It's been the perfect judgment of God bearing witness to you concerning, as you look at your reflection from the White House, but he is bearing witness to the American people to tell you what he's allowing to happen to you because of your own, well, how do I say it, denial of the facts and unwillingness to actually stand up and deal with it. You're now being repaid to your face because, in essence, what you're doing, America, is you're telling God that you hate him by disobeying him. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this topic. You got Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of the Holiday Inn Express in De Leon, Texas. Again, folks, 7 o'clock tonight, De Leon High School, last time for a while in Texas. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
One more segment to go here, and I've been talking about America. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you? And, you know, it's interesting. The Bible tells us that God will repay to their face those that hate him to destroy them. And we can sit there, and I've shared this so many times in the past, folks, but this is just another yet another perspective to bring it back home to the American people to wake you up. You know, I hear conservatives all day long say, why does this man hate us? Why does this man hate us? Why does this man hate us? Why does this administration hate us? Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you hate God, America? Because if you love God, then therefore you would keep his commandments. That's the church's business on this planet. It's not enough to talk. It's only good enough to do. Why do you hate God, America? And if someone's getting all jacked at me right now, I'm glad you're getting jacked. Because if it wasn't true, you wouldn't be mad in the first place. You know, one thing that I want to do in this life is I want to make sure people know that we're not a ministry that just talks. I mean, can you imagine if God just said he loved us and did absolutely nothing to bear witness of his love for us? I want God to know I love him by what I do in a response and leading of his Holy Ghost back unto him for his glory. I want my brothers and my sisters in this country to know how much I love them by the things that I do. And let me tell you something, friends. I'm burning the candle on both ends every day of my life, and so is my family and my five little boys, to make sure that we have a future for our posterity. Because I want God to know I love him by keeping his commandments, and I want you to know that I love God and I love you by what I'm doing. That's why I always end every show with 1 John 3:18. But folks, it's getting so ridiculous in this country, the things that people are dropping down, asking the question, why does this man, why does this administration hate us? I can only go back to you, America, and say, why do you hate God? Because you are being repaid to your face the very things that you're doing to heaven. You're mad at this administration for violating the covenant. God's angry with you for you violating his covenant. And so, folks, we can go look around in so many different ways and see, oh, wait a second, we are being repaid to our face. You know, it's interesting. I found myself out in Cisco, Texas just the other day doing a tea party. And I was showing the pictures of aborted babies in this country. And there was one little baby that, sadly to report, friends, and I'm sad to report, that he was decapitated. But we know this. We know that Planned Parenthood today has now been given the pass to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, because the American people just allowed the Senate to go ahead and vote down the defunding of Planned Parenthood, even knowing through self-incriminating videos that they are committing crimes by selling baby parts while drinking wine and eating salads. And I looked at this baby's head that was decapitated, and I said, and just think, America, you guys freak out when you see the Muslims do it to their enemies. Wait a second. What's so freaky about that, America? The Muslims decapitating their enemies. America, you've allowed doctors to murder babies and decapitate babies innocently in the womb. Why do you hate God so much to allow this to happen in your country? Why do you hate the innocent babies so much as to not stand up and defend them in the womb, America? Because God said, I will repay them to their face that hate me to destroy them. And everybody wants to look at God as a loving God and a merciful God. Yes, he is. But common sense comes into play here, friends. We're talking about slaughtered babies in the womb. And the priorities of the American people are so far out there. If they're not at a casino, they're at a baseball game. If they're not at a baseball game, then they're at a football game. If they're not at a football game, then they're at a strip joint. Or they're reading or watching something they shouldn't be reading or watching. You know, and I said this at the church in Anson the other day as well. I said, just think, folks, you love God so much that you disobey him at every turn. And you wonder why you're losing your country. Then I had a guy come up to me at the end of the service. Oh, and by the way, what's interesting, folks, is every single event we do, without fail, there's a standing ovation. You know what the standing ovation is for, friends? For the Spirit of God to find somebody that's willing to tell the people the truth, because the truth is what makes men free, and they're sick and tired of not being told the truth. They're sick and tired of someone pointing the finger at someone else as always being the problem. They want to be held responsible. They want to know what real love is. They want to be brought to repentance. But they can't do that unless they get faithful preachers, right? Well, lo and behold, right when we get done with our first service, a guy comes up to me and he says, you know, I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. He said, Bradley, I can't read. I gave him a book. I said, well, read this. He said, I'll do anything for you. I said, I don't want you to do anything for me. I want you to do it as unto God. I'm not looking for followers. Follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, where I leave the word of God, you leave my message. And he said, Bradley, I can't read that. I said, well, you need to know the doctrine. Jesus said, you must know concerning the doctrine. That was the second thing he said right after he said, basically, bear your cross, deny yourself, and take up your cross daily. He said, I can't read to save my life. I said, really? I said, you know how to get to a restaurant and read that menu, though, don't you? When you're hungry. See, the bread of life is Jesus Christ. And he said, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. See, it's an issue of the heart. You know, I could go into a setting where I would get on a boat, and knowing that there would be a lifesaver inside of that boat somewhere, but there's a gazillion things on the walls. You know, the first thing I would do is if I got in a boat is I would look for the safety boats, number one. I'd look for the lifeguards. I'd look for those little lifesavers. I would look for those life jackets, no matter what I had to go through before I got on that boat. And that's exactly what we're called to do, is put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And therein lies the problem right there. Men want to fulfill the lust of the flesh before they want to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. But in America today, they want to do both. And yet, there is no such thing as an in-betweenite. Folks, we have a country that's in trouble today because people have denied and departed wickedly from God. That's your answer right there. If you're looking for the answer to America's dilemma and you want revival in America, then guess what, friends? Come back to what Jesus said to his apostles before he sent them out after giving them power. Tell them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message. Repent for your sins before a just and a holy God. Read Exodus 20. Let it lead you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. And this is the whole duty of man. Fear God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And folks, if we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of what we're seeing in this country today, then let's obey God and deal with the enemies. And this is exactly why this administration's at war with Christians today, because they don't want you to figure that much out.
And as Bradley mentioned, we're in the great state of Texas here being spent for Christ, literally day in and day out from one event to another, from one long drive to another long drive. And I can't overemphasize enough how much we need the support of the people to be able to continue to do what we do. We are willing to be spent. We are wanting to be spent. But we need support to be able to continuously do this work. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. That's the best way to support what we do, because it's a consistent monthly flow that comes in from people who are sons and daughters of liberty out there who want to see America saved and restored just as much as we do. I was just talking with a supporter yesterday who told me, thank you for what we were doing, and I sincerely put right back at her, we could not do what we do without your support. So all of you that are out there who listen, all of you who hear the radio program and you see the need out there daily, on a daily basis, please do support sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please check out the store. We're going to be in DeLeon, Texas tonight at the high school gymnasium. Please check it out for those of you who are in the area. We'll have a full report on all of our events and activities in our newsletter and also in the up-and-coming days here on our radio program. So, again, we love you by what we do, and we appreciate all your support.
Now, folks, before we end the show today again, I just want to reemphasize the fact that what's happening in this country is it's not because it's just Barack Hussein Obama hates this country. He does. And I do want to say this, too. I want you to understand that he is a foreign third world wannabe dictator. And I also want to clarify that this government that is doing what it's doing to you today, it is a foreign government. It is foreign to the Constitution of the United States of America. But for me to put it into perspective properly, you need to understand that this is God's perfect judgment. It's not just America being judged, but it's God also judging this administration, whether they want to see it that way or not. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk at you in 23. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.